Our top story tonight, the growing sex scandal in the White House.
The president and Monica Lewinsky.
The Clinton presidency in deep peril.
President Clinton encouraged her to be evasive about the nature of their relationship.
He conspired with his friend, Washington attorney Vernon Jordan, to encourage her to lie about it under oath.
I mean, everybody's talking about Fornigate and making jokes about Clinton's nether regions.
I did not have sexual relations.
The relationship between the young intern and the president.
I don't have anything from the counsel's office that I can provide.
Sex with a 21-year-old intern.
He says versus she says.
Mr. Clinton lacks the honesty and integrity.
Sex and politics have mixed.
I did not have sexual relations.
The politics of feeling good.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm not fully apprised of what he said.
The politics of dancing.
I would not have any comment.
The politics of
I did not
feeling good.
Have
the politics of good.
Any word from Paula Jones' attorneys?
Mr. Clinton used to engage in late night phone sex.
Apparently someone in the White House did, you know, anonymously.
You categorically denies your story.
It wouldn't be the first time.
All over the front pages.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the president in crisis.
He could resign.
And I will tell you, I do not know the answer. I imagine that we wouldn't be saying one way or another.
The politics of
I did not.
The politics of
I'm not going to address that.
I did not have sex relations.
The politics of
the president and Monica Lewinsky seen hugging the day after the 1996 election.
You'd seen Mr. Clinton and Ms. Lewinsky in a compromising situation.
The relationship between the young intern and the president.
If he had sex with a 21-year-old intern, any kind of sex.
I would not have any comment.
He has to resign.